I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Want to let everyone know that as we get into the heart of hurricane season, everybody worries about losing power, and WWO wants to help you ease those concerns. That's why we've teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, offering you a chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator. That's a total value, almost $1,000. You just have to go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. There's an emergency going on in Dallas right now, guys. the Cowboys dealing with quite an interesting situation with one of their star defensive players and Micah Parsons, who's looking to get paid right now and took to social media today in a long statement basically saying he's looking for a way out of Big D right now because the negotiations have really gone south there. We heard either a week ago or 2 weeks ago when Jerry Jones was in the media being public about some not really flattering comments about one of your best guys on defense. And now it's really come to a headway. We saw yesterday with the Washington Commanders, their star receiver and Terry McLaurin's looking to get traded. And now the Dallas Cowboys star and Micah Parsons is looking for a way out. So the NFC East is dealing with some issues. And we were talking about Alante Taylor, you know, looking for that extension. Hopefully we don't get something like this happening with the black and gold going forward.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, it's like we've gotten to a point in the NFL where no one wants to play in the last year of their contract, regardless of what their situation is. And it's, I feel like there's got to be something that can be, like, this is happening way too often. Like, teams just, it's either you extend someone early or you don't even get that final year.
Yeah, you commented about the graphic ESPN was showing.
Well, yeah, so the top three sacks getters for the last, like, 3 years. You have Myles Garrett with 45, Micah Parsons with 44, and I think Trey Hendrickson also has 44. What do they have in common? All three guys asked for a trade this offseason. Now, Miles got his contract.
He got paid.
So he's still there. They made him the top-paid defensive player in football. But the other two guys, I think Trey showed up to camp, but I don't think he's practicing.
No, he's holding in.
He went from a holdout to a hold in,
right,
which
exactly.
Basically the difference is you're not getting fined every day.
$50K.
When you're not there.
Right.
Right. So that's the biggest difference is he's not writing those checks every day. But now, I mean, that's where we are in the NFL. And, you know, I do have to wonder if Micah, it can't all be about performance for Micah. It just can't be. Because if it was, he'd be getting that contract and there'd be no question. I have to believe that what goes on off the field with Micah and the podcast and just the drama
right
that's created, even like fighting with DeMarc Tank Lawrence, right? Like that happened, and he's so active on, like, the fact that he's tweeting about how he wants a trade, like that's I think that has to be a factor in why you're not committing,
kind of like the CD Deuce factor,
right. And it's like you're creating more problems than just saying, hey, I want a contract. And if a team's going to try to commit $200 million to you, that's a factor. But he's such a good player that you look past it. Like, I'm sure there are teams out there who are currently getting a trade package put together because he's that talented. Now, a guy like Terry McLaurin, I feel like, is the opposite, where it's like he is that team guy, and suddenly it's like, well, you're not going to pay me. You traded for Debo. Like, what the heck? And now, like, the only thing you hear is he wants a trade request. We didn't see a tweet. Anyway, that's... I don't think the Saints are going to be in on either guy, but...
I wouldn't expect that either.
I don't think either guy gets traded. I think it just ends up being a very long, protracted, awkward situation. And then, like, every Cowboys contract over the last few years, he ends up getting what he's asking for.
Yeah, McLaurin is also in the last year of his contract. And, you know, I know he's up there in age a little, a 30-year-old 30, receiver, right. But he's looking for that, you know, top dog receiver money. And I think... you see what a valuable asset he is to that offense, and you think he'd want to stick around with a guy like Jaden Daniels leading the way. But I also understand him wanting to get paid and cash in, because how many more years does he have left? But you figure, I don't think he's going to get that new deal. I think you're going to have to play out this contract and then hope to get, you know, that big contract in free agency somewhere.
Yeah, I'd be stunned if the Washington
Commanders
even,
cave, right?
Even consider a trade, right? Because he's going to play. He's the type of player he's going to play. It was kind of like Alvin last year. It reminds me of that situation where Alvin was going to play out that contract. He wasn't going to be happy about it, but he was going to play out that contract. And you know, there was a point where it was like, okay, this just makes sense. Let's get it done. Right. And I feel like that's what's going to happen with Terry. I would guess the hang up is not necessarily the number. It's probably the years.
Yeah.
Because I think if you can get him, you probably would pay him $30 million as long as the commitment was 2 years. You know, if he's looking for 3-4 years and you're talking like we're going to be committed to this guy in his age 33, 34 season, that's a different story.
Right.
So I would guess that similar to Alvin's deal where he ended up getting that extension and there was a reasonable amount of, you know, the team getting some considerations versus the player getting some consistency and some commitment that, you know, if he gets hurt this year, he's not out in the cold. I think that's probably what's going to happen.
And, you know, going back with Parsons, he's just 26 years old and definitely entering his prime in the NFL. And like you mentioned, I would imagine there's a lot of NFL teams right now in the offices coming up with some kind of package to present with that to Dallas.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of coaches going to GMs being like, I can fix him. I know I can. Get him.
We've seen... I mentioned with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, we've seen him bounce around to a couple of teams now. He's made his way to the Houston Texans this year. We'll see if he lasts more than one season. The talent's never a doubt with him. It's just the attitude and the boisterous outspokenness.
Yeah, there's a good case study to be had. And like, you can be this crazy as long as you're this good, but there's a point where the distraction does not match the production.
Right, and even if you're this
and
good,
then
it's
you're
like,
gone. And there's a balance that I'm not sure CeeDee Deuce has always struck.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.